Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed. And as always, you can find me at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D-3-4 on Twitter. Love to get some feedback, thoughts, comments, things you'd like to hear, any further discussion or things that I don't explain well, by all means, send me a DM. Happy to chat. And as usual, this is a Sports Ethos presentation. If you're not already following us, I've got two very good Twitter accounts to follow. One is Ethos Wagering, and that is you'll get our experts, our handicappers with comments throughout the day. Sometimes a free play will fall there. Just a great sports wagering account to follow. And also, if you're a fantasy basketball fan, which I am a huge fan of, Ethos Fantasy BK. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's the fastest out there, faster than most of the competition, provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. And before I start, I want to talk to you about a new partner, a fairly new partner we have. If you're into props, especially NBA props this time of the year, our new partner of Thrive Fantasy, I highly recommend you check them out. It's T-H-R-I-V-E. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS, that's E-T-H-O-S. You get 100% deposit match bonus on your first $100, up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props in the biggest games every night. And when your props hit, you score points. At the end of the night, players with the most points win the nightly prize money. And if you're looking for info on props, we give out the odd one here and there on this show. But check out our Ethos Fantasy DFS team. We've got a great basketball DFS squad. Have a regular podcast, which will give you some great props as well. So again, check out thrivefantasy.com. And when you sign up, use the code ETHOS. So checking in on last night, had a bit of a losing night last night, went 1-2 in the NBA. I hit on Orlando -2.5, but I had Charlotte +10.5 in Milwaukee, and they got blown out. I thought that was going to be a much closer game. And I had Chicago +4.5 at Miami. I thought that was going to be a good game too, and Miami ended up winning easy, even without Kyle Lowry. So 1-2 in the NBA, down 1.1 units. In college, I was 2-2, so overall 3-4, down 1.3 units. So hopefully turn that around today, and we'll get right at it. In the NBA, six games on tonight's slate. We start off in Washington, where the Wizards host Detroit. Washington is a 3.5-point favorite. Total on this game is 216. I actually like the Wizards here. They're missing, obviously, Beal and Porzingis is out. Detroit is fairly healthy. Marvin Bagley is doubtful. Not that that's a great loss right now for them. Detroit, very inconsistent. A lot of young players. Cade Cunningham's been playing well. Olenek is back, who's helping down low. I just like Washington. I think a little better team, a little more well-rounded team of these two struggling teams. So I might be on Washington at -3.5. My model's got them at a 5-point favorite. The next game, which will be a very good game, I'm actually quite excited to watch this, is in Boston, where the Celtics host the Atlanta Hawks. Boston finds themselves 6.5-point favorites, total 226.5. Both teams fairly healthy. John Collins is doubtful still for Atlanta. Boston playing great before the All-Star break, a little inconsistent out of it. 6.5 is too much for me. If I had to pick a side here, I'd be in Atlanta. I've got the Celtics favored by about 4. So if I had to lean, I would lean towards Atlanta. The next game is a back-to-back for both teams. Toronto played at Brooklyn last night, and they head up north to Toronto to play again against Brooklyn. The Raps find themselves as 9-point favorites, total 218. For Brooklyn, as usual, KD's out. Kyrie Irving can't play because of COVID rules up in Canada. Ben Simmons hasn't played yet, and Harris is out. For the Raptors, Anunoby and Freddie VanVleet are questionable. But the fact that the line has moved, I think it opened at about -6. The fact it's moved -9 indicates I think Freddie VanVleet will probably play. Too much delay, though. I like the Raps here, but not laying that much. Another very good game, Golden State travels to Minnesota. So Minnesota played at home last night. Played at Cleveland last night. And won. They're at home tonight to the Warriors. For the Warriors, Draymond is out still. Clay is out. Iguodala is out. For Minnesota, the only notable really is questionable. So this line is the Warriors coming up -3, total 232. I'm staying away from this game. If Clay were playing, I would probably be in Golden State. They've been playing well, back-to-back for Minnesota. I don't think they've won a back-to-back this year. But with Clay out and Draymond out, I'm going to be off this game. If I had to lean to a side, I would lean Golden State, and -3 is a fairly reasonable line, but just going to sit back and watch. The next game of the night sees the Clippers travel to Houston. Two struggling teams. Obviously, Houston much worse down. The Clippers are 7-point favorites, total 228. I can't lay 7 here on the road with the Clip. Powell is out. Obviously, Paul and Leonard are out, but Powell is out still for the Clippers. I think they win. I think they win fairly easy, but if this were more in the 4 or 5 point range, I'd take it, but at -7, I'm not going to be on it. And the final game is Dallas travels to LA to face the Lakers. The Mavs come in 5.5-point favorites. 217.5 is a total. For Dallas, Burke and Hardaway are out. For LA, AD is still out, and LeBron is questionable. I think if LeBron doesn't go, this line probably moves to 7 or 8. I would lean Dallas. You know what? I'd actually lean LA here. I think Dallas wins, but if LeBron plays, they have the ability to keep it close. This line just kind of stinks to me. It's just a little too easy to take Dallas, so... if LeBron plays, I'd probably be on LA. The only game I'm really on is the first one, Washington -3.5 at home against the Pistons. On to the college basketball. There are 42 games, including 3 tournaments that are starting tonight. The Atlantic Sun, the Horizon League, and the Patriot League start all of their tournaments this weekend. Just trying to pull up these games, the tournaments. In the Atlantic Sun, we have, they do it, sorry, I'm just trying to pull it up here. They have two divisions. They divide their league into two divisions, and they've got a unique system where they basically play the East Division plays against the West Division. So you have Stetson, for example, or Stetson comes in, they're 6th in the East. They're at Central Arkansas, who is 3rd in the West. Stetson's +1. I'd actually take Stetson here on the road. They've been playing well. I'm not going to take them, but if I had to decide, I would lean to Stetson. Then you have Eastern Kentucky, who is 5th in the West. They travel to Kennesaw State, who is 4th in the East. Kennesaw State is at home, -3.5. I'm actually on this game. Kennesaw State has been playing well. I think they're the better team. They played February 3rd at Eastern Kentucky. Went to double overtime with Eastern Kentucky winning by 1. So flip the script, send it home to Kennesaw State, and I like them to cover 3.5-point spread. So I'm actually going to be on that game. An interesting point, too, as far as effective field goal rate in this game, Kennesaw State shoots 51.5%, so it's 114th in the country, but Eastern Kentucky is a 336th team defending for effective field goal on defense, so a very weak defensive team. On the flip side of that, Eastern Kentucky's effective field goal percentage of 48.4, which is 250th in the country, so they're not very strong there, although Kennesaw State is a weak defense at number 314 in the country, so... slight edge on the offense to Kennesaw State and slight edge on the defense to Kennesaw State, although neither stat really jumps off the board. What I think is interesting is the defensive rebound. So Kennesaw State might have a chance at a few more second chance points. They're 171st, so slightly above average, basically league average in defensive rebounding, whereas Eastern Kentucky is number 325, so they really struggle on the defensive boards. So all in all, I think Kennesaw State's playing a little better. They win the defensive board battle, and they're slightly better shooting team, so I'm on them. Also in the Atlantic Sun, you have North Alabama traveling to Dunk City, traveling to Florida Gulf Coast. So North Alabama, 6th in the West, travels to Florida Gulf Coast, who is 3rd in the East, and Florida Gulf Coast is -11. I looked at this game. I definitely would lean Florida Gulf Coast, just a few too many points for me. The final game in the first round is North Florida, who is 5th in the East, travels to Lipscomb, who is 4th in the West, and Lipscomb is at home, -3.5. Not really on this game. Don't like either of these teams as far as being able to handicap them. I'd probably lean Lipscomb if I had to. Travel to the Horizon League. There's 4 games. One that catch my eye. I'm not sure I'm on it yet, but number 10, Robert Morris, travels to Youngstown State, who is number 7. RMU comes in at +8. This is a tough one to handicap. They've been playing better, but on the road, it's hard to take Robert Morris, but 8 points is a few too many for me to lay at Youngstown State. So staying away from this, I'd probably lead Youngstown State if I had to. Next game sees Green Bay, the 11th ranked team, travels to Detroit Mercy, the 6th ranked team. Detroit Mercy is 10 point favorites. I'd actually be on Detroit. They can put up a lot of points. They're at home. They play better. 10 is a lot. I'm leaning to Detroit, but not going to be on this game. Illinois-Chicago. This is an interesting one. This is one I'm going to be watching and maybe on. So Illinois-Chicago came 8th, but they're actually on the road at Milwaukee, who came 9th. And Illinois-Chicago on the road is a 2.5 point favorite. Now, why is the team that came higher on the road at Milwaukee the team that came lower? And basically, the Horizon League told Illinois-Chicago, who is leaving the conference this year, I think they're going to the Missouri Valley. I'm not sure where they're going, but they're leaving the conference, and they've announced that. So at first, they just said, okay, fine, you can't play in our conference tournament, you're out. And then they said, and then they came back on that and allowed Illinois-Chicago to play in the conference, but they can't play any home games. So that is why they're the higher-ranked team, but they're on the road. If they win this, they'll still be on the road in the next game. The interesting thing here is UW-Milwaukee has Patrick Baldwin Jr., the son of the coach, and he has a projected, some are saying a lottery pick, but he's definitely a projected NBA draft pick this year. He's been out for all but, I think, 4 or 5 games. There was some talk he might play tonight. If he plays, I would be taking UW-Milwaukee at home, catching 2.5 points. But from what I could see, he's not playing. UIC won both games these guys played this year. They are the better team, but if Patrick Baldwin Jr. plays, I would be on UW-Milwaukee. So check that closer to game time. The final game is number 12, IUPUI at Oakland, who is the 5th-ranked team. Oakland is a 23.5-point favorite. And the story here is IUPUI has, I think, 5 players. They held open tryouts a few weeks ago. I think they played the last game with 6 players. Their second-best player injured himself, so he's out. So they may very well play this game with 5 players. I actually looked at this line and considering it, 23.5 is a crazy number to lay. But Oakland's a decent team. Struggled a little down the stretch in the last few weeks. But IUPUI, you know, if they ever get in foul trouble, they might be throwing 4 guys out in the floor, as crazy as that sounds. Should be in some interesting games. And we'll be watching that Illinois-Chicago at Milwaukee game to see if Patrick Baldwin Jr. plays. I don't think he is. That's why I'm off the game. But if he does, if it's a last-minute notification he does, then I'm on UW-Milwaukee. 2 games in the Patriot League. Number 10, American, travels to number 7, Holy Cross. Holy Cross at home. At home, they're minus 2. American...
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Won both games these guys played. At home on January 26th, American won 67-49. And at Holy Cross on February 14th, they won 60-54. Now, most of the experts seem to be favoring Holy Cross here. I was looking Holy Cross minus 2, but I just couldn't get myself to pull the trigger on that one. In the last game of the Patriot League, sees number 9, Bucknell, travel to number 8, Lafayette. Lafayette is a 5-point favorite. I would lean Lafayette here. 5 points is a few too many for me, though. If it were 2, 2.5, 3 points, I'd be on Lafayette. But laying that many points is just a few too many. So on the larger board, though, in the NCAA, there are some great games tonight. 6:30 in the East, Providence travels to Villanova. The first place clinched Big East champion Providence Friars are 9.5-point underdogs at Villanova. I'm not on this game. I would lean Providence, though. Bit of a letdown spot. People are thinking Villanova wants some revenge from early in the year. Villanova's still playing hard. I just think 9.5 points is a little too many to lay. I think Providence I think Villanova wins, but I could see them winning by 6 or 7. So if I had to lean, I would lean Providence, but I'm not on this game. Tennessee travels to Georgia. Tennessee is 16.5-point favorite at Georgia. Total 145. I'm not on this game. I would lean Georgia. They've been playing brutal. I think Tom Crean is on his way out as coach. Tennessee plays much better at home. Thing with Tennessee is they're very good defensively, and I have a hard time laying 16 points when a team's on the road and they're that strong defensively. So lean Georgia for me, but just a simple lean. Travel down Mississippi, and the SEC travels to Kentucky. Kentucky's a 16.5-point favorite. I think Kentucky wins this and wins it easy. 16.5 is a lot to lay, though. So if I had to pick a side there, I'd be leaning on Mississippi. In the Big Ten, Nebraska travels to Ohio State. Ohio State coming off their upset by Maryland over the weekend is 15-point favorites over Nebraska. I'd actually probably look at Ohio State laying the 15 points. Nebraska is just waiting for this season to be over. They're struggling, especially on the road. And the Buckeyes, I'm looking at them to potentially bounce back with a good game there. The first game I do like is Toledo is at Buffalo. Buffalo is -1.5. And I'm actually on the Buffs. They have won 9 straight. I think Toledo has won 8 or 9 straight as well. Two teams are playing really well. Total's 161. This should be a high-scoring game. I just think Buffalo came in as the favorite. Preseason favorite in the MAC, struggled out of the gates and really turned it around. They lost earlier to Toledo, at Toledo, January 25th, 86-75. I think they've turned their game around a little, and I think at home laying 1.5, they should be able to cover that. So I'm definitely on that game. The next game I'm also on, West Virginia travels to Oklahoma. Sooners find themselves 5-point favorites. I think West Virginia is also just riding out the season. They've been hot and cold, struggled all year. Obviously, they're better at home than on the road. They always have been. And Oklahoma has been inconsistent. I just think they're the better team. So I think they've got something to play for. West Virginia is just riding out the season. So I'm happy to take the Sooners at home -5. Duke travels to Pittsburgh with their 14.5-point favorites over Pitt. I'd be on Pitt here. Duke could blow these guys out by 30 points. The Mike Krzyzewski tour. To end his career, but Pittsburgh's been playing better lately, put up some decent defensive games and put up some decent offensive games too. Still not a great team. I think they lose by maybe double digits, but more than the 10 or 11. So I lean Pitt, but not going to touch this game. Kansas travels to TCU. This should be a good game. The Jayhawks are -6 at the Horned Frogs, total 143. I would lean TCU here. Big 12 game. Kansas is the better team. Kansas should probably win. But TCU's had some good games lately, playing better, playing well under Jamie Dixon. And laying 6 points in what you know they'll be up for it. You know that place will be hopping. So I'm happy to catch six. I'd be happy to catch 6 points with TCU at home. As we scroll down, Florida travels to Vanderbilt. Vandy's a 1-point favorite. Colin Castleton's back for Florida and been playing well. I'd actually take the road Gators here catching +1. If I had to take a side, I would definitely be on Florida. The next game I am on though is Michigan State travels to Michigan, this in-state battle. The Wolverines are at home, 4.5-point favorite, total 144. I looked at the over. I'm not going to touch that, but I'm actually going to be on Michigan State +4.5. I just think Michigan has been too inconsistent. I've said this all year, and I've been burnt a few times, but I've won a few times. Betting on Tom Izzo, especially in March, is usually a fairly good strategy. I don't know that Michigan State wins. I think Michigan probably pulls it out, but laying 4.5 is a couple too many for me. You know, I thought this would come out as about a 2.5-point line for Michigan. At 4.5, I'm happy to take Sparty there. The next game, 8:30 in the East, St. Bonaventure travels to VCU. VCU is 4.5-point favorite, 134.5. And while I've been big on the Bonnies lately, traveling to VCU, VCU has been playing great. And I think both these teams, St. Bonaventure has been scoring a lot more lately. They finally woke up out of their December and January slumber, played better through February. But VCU at home, they're just playing too well. I'm actually on VCU -4.5 and under the total of 134. And for those of you who listen to the show, I often cite 3 analytical tools, and they're all on the under as well. Ken Palm has his game coming at 129. Bart Torvik's system has it at 128, and Jeff Sagarin has it 125.6, 125.5, basically. And Ken Palm is also on VCU minus 5, Torvik minus 6, and Sagarin has VCU winning by about 3.5. So happy to take VCU minus 4.5 and definitely on the under of 134. As we scroll down, a few other big games. Cincinnati is at Houston. Houston's a 15-point favorite. Not going to touch this game. Houston's a far better team. A few too many points to lay. Louisville to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has some aspirations of getting to the tournament. They're favored by 10.5. Louisville is riding out the season for sure, waiting this for this thing to get over. Laying 10.5, though, is just too many for me. If Vatek was a 8 or 9 point favorite, I'd probably be on them, but at 10.5, I'm not going to touch that one. Also in the Big Ten at 9 p.m. these, Purdue travels to Wisconsin. I think this could probably be the game of the night. Purdue is a 3-point favorite on the road at Wisconsin. The Badgers sitting in first place in the Big Ten, so this is a huge game for them if they're looking to capture that crown. And I'm actually on Wisconsin plus 3. This should be a very good game, just a hard place to go into and win. Purdue is much stronger at home, and they've kind of struggled a few times on the road in the last 4 or 5 weeks. So could they win? Absolutely. But I could see it being a 1 or 2 point game. So I'm going to take the Badgers plus 3 at home over Purdue. And that's the last game I'm actually on. The game, what also could be a great game if you're up late, 11 p.m. in the East, or if you're a West Coast listener, Arizona travels to USC. Arizona's a 4.5 point favorite over USC. I'd actually take USC plus 4.5. I think this would be a great game. Arizona is still hoping for a one seed in the tournament. Got to get through the Pac-12, which they should easy, but USC and UCLA are definitely going to be foes in that tournament for them. So I would take the Trojans catching 4.5 points at home if I had to bet on this game. So a few games, quick review of the Patriot League, Atlantic Sun and the Horizon tournaments, which all kick off tonight. Which are now 4 tournaments up and running. Those tournaments should all play through this week, and they should have a champion by the weekend. On to the NHL, where there are 9 games. Some interesting games caught my eye. The Oilers travel to Philly. The Oilers are minus 155 on the money line. You can get the Flyers for plus 135. Edmonton's played a little better lately. Philly's just really struggling. They've had a tough season, so definitely not going to be backing them. Jersey travels to Columbus. Columbus is minus 115 in the money line at home. Jersey's minus 105, so almost a pick'em, slightly into the Blue Jackets. I'd probably be on the Blue Jackets here. Ottawa travels to Tampa, and you can catch the Senators at plus 350 in the money line, or you can back the Lightning at minus 450, and I'm not doing either. I can't be laying 450 with anybody, and I don't think the Senators have it in them to go down there and pull out the win. Carolina minus is on the road at Detroit. Carolina's minus 210 on the money line. Detroit plus 175. Detroit at plus 175 might be some value. They play well at home. I mean, Carolina's a much better team for sure. But Detroit, young team, play well at home. They got nothing to lose at this stage in the year. They might come out and throw up a W. You know, keep it close and maybe pull out an OT or a shootout win. So there might be some value in there. Calgary travels to Minnesota. Calgary is on the road, minus 125 favorite. You get the Wild at home, plus 105. I definitely like the Wild here. I mean, Calgary's the better team. They've been playing well. But Minnesota at home is a good team, and catching plus money might be some value there. Another interesting one is Montreal has been playing much better of late. Well, better of late. Let's not overstate what they've been doing. But they're plus 185 on the road at Winnipeg. You can get the Jets at minus 225. There's definitely value here in taking the Habs at plus 185. Might not be a bad play. The Islanders travel to Colorado. The Islanders are plus 240 in the road. You can get the Avalanche minus 300. Again, too big a price for me to lay. And I don't like the Islanders pulling out the road victory here. The last two games are out west. The Bruins travel to Anaheim. The Bruins are minus 170 favorite. The Ducks are plus 150. If I had to, I would lean towards the Ducks at plus 150. The Bruins definitely the better team, but the Ducks play well at home. They've slowed down a little lately, but they definitely have pulled out some good home victories this year as the underdog. So at plus 150 is a fair bit of value there. The final game of the night sees the Sharks travel to Vegas to play the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights are minus 240 in the money line, and you can catch the Sharks at plus 200. Some value with the Sharks for sure, but I don't like them as much as I like the other ones. The money line values that I like Anaheim plus 150. I like Montreal plus 185. Those are probably the two most that I like. And then I also said Columbus at minus 115. Not a whole lot of value there, but I definitely lean towards the Blue Jackets. So hope you enjoyed the quick NBA overview, the NCAA basketball review, including the three tournaments that are starting tonight as we hit March and the madness begins. Not officially, but almost officially. And a quick review of the NHL boards. But before we go, I do want to remind you of a couple partners here that we have at Sports Ethos. One is Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL20, so HOOPBALL20 at checkout, you get 20% off your orders and free shipping. And also, if you're looking for another sports book, check out our bookies at mybookie.ag. When you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL on the third page, which will unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. So lots of action on the hardwood, lots of action on the ice tonight, and some interesting conference tournaments starting up. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Any thoughts or comments, by all means, again, flip me a DM at Doug_Reed34 on Twitter, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Hope everybody had a great day and you have some exciting action on tonight.